K2PCB. K2PCB, listening for any calls.
K2PCB, this is KE2GDQ. How are you? I haven't heard much from you lately.
I know. It seems like since Thanksgiving I've been on this perpetual holiday. But of course it hasn't been a holiday, as you know. I thought we were in a good position for Lynn's return home Tuesday night. And so Wednesday was rough. I ended up staying home that day. Thursday was unexpected because Wednesday night was rough. Wednesday night into Wednesday morning. So Wednesday was the first day I took off this week. Thursday was kind of unexpected. I was planning to go back, and that wasn't going to work out. Today I'm heading back in for the Friday of the week. Oh my goodness, this is crazy.
Yes, it has been crazy. I haven't seen, I haven't heard much from you. So I figured it was, you know, related to Lynn, and I was wondering how she's doing. I hope everything's getting better. I know that surgery is tough. It's because you can't move. You'd be surprised how much your stomach muscles influence how you move.
Exactly. And she's recovering sort of quickly. It's actually kind of funny how not the the main hernia area is the painful spot. It's the all the incisions and all the probe points to for them to work on it. They didn't have to do a full incision, which is good. But they had 6 or 7 entry points. It's kind of weird. I think it was 6. And then they did something with their belly button too. So, a lot of holes. But she's doing better today. Yesterday, I won't get into the details, but she's doing better today. My sister was supposed to come over yesterday, but she's coming over today, or at least this morning. Somebody will be checking on her periodically. How have you been?
I've been doing pretty good. Tuesday night, I took the computer down to the club with me, and for whatever reason, Jeff was able to get it to boot to Ubuntu, so that's back to where it should be. So now it's a matter of getting other programs that I want installed, which I haven't done yet, but I will. I did create an account on QRZ the other day.
Okay, yeah, that's a good one to have. That's where I track all my activity, and I didn't log for the longest time, and I created a logbook this in the past couple months. I may have put in like 1 or 2 entries years ago and never put anything in, so I might have like 5 entries in the logbook there. That's good. You'll be in there all the time looking up call signs. That's awesome. It's funny you mentioned QRZ because I actually signed up again for the AWRL membership, and obviously that gives you the digital QST on the air and those other 2 magazines. Man, I can't believe how full of ads those are relative to how that used to be.
Yeah, I think I can understand that. I used to get a magazine, well, I still get the magazine, called Woodsmith. And at the time, it was a little bit pricey because it was ad-free. They've kind of been able to maintain the price but now there's a lot of ads. So, you know, I hear you.
And I get it, especially for, you know, equipment manufacturers that want to advertise their stuff. Absolutely. In fact, I've been drooling over, like, that new ICOM 7300 MK2 or the Yaesu FT710. Those are some huge, huge upgrades to the radios I have, but even though they're on the lower end at, I'll say, $1,100 or less, I mean, you can get the FT710 for like $800 used. Yeah, it's still not in my budget right now. But it looks like some a pretty nice HF rigs. And, yeah, so to see them advertised in the magazine was cool. What got me onto it is somebody was talking about a comic book. It was actually an Archie comic book that was ham radio themed, and you can go online and download it. And I thought about sending the link to you guys. It's about this. I didn't read the whole thing yet. I only read it for so many pages, but about this kid who's into ham radio, and he's part of the radio club at his high school, and you know he's trying to get his friends involved. Typical Archie kind of story, at least it's starting out as. But easy to find in a Google search, otherwise I can send you the link. But then that had me thinking about magazines, and I went to the website, and I signed up the other day.
Oh, very good. I get the QST magazine. I do get the print version. I have gone online and read the On the Air magazine. I also subscribed to the On the Air podcast. Comes out about once a month. They've had a couple of interesting topics, and I do enjoy that.
So did you get any kind of promotional deal with your new license, especially to give you the print version of the magazine? If I'm not mistaken, that was an extra $25.
I don't believe I got any special promotion on that. I think I went ahead and paid for it. I do like print magazines to read. I find them, for me, it's easier to read it. Digital just seems, I don't know, so disconnected from it. I don't enjoy digital magazines at this point. Sooner or later, I'm going to have to, because just about all my magazines are going digital, so somehow I'm going to have to figure out how to read a digital magazine and enjoy it.
Yeah, I hear you. Unless you bring it up on your phone, then your magazine's always with you. But, if you don't want to carry around your tablet or computer or something, it's a little different than having that magazine in hand that you can roll up, put in your... I guess if you got a big back pocket or just carry it around with you. Sit there, have a cup of coffee. You don't have to worry about the battery going dead. You've got that tactile feel to it. Absolutely understandable. But for me, I couldn't justify the extra cost for that. So I went with the digital version this year, and we'll see how it goes. I don't know how many years I maintained it for, quite a few. And the magazines would stack up there for a while. So we'll see. We'll see what happens. I did talk to Jeff yesterday. I had to run out for a dentist appointment for a scheduled cleaning. And, he caught me on my way home. I was cruising along, and I had the radio scanning, and he called out there. So that was kind of cool. Maybe I'll pause and see if he's in there. This is T2PCP.
This is KC2PCP. Good morning, guys.
No Jeff, but Ross is out there. Hey, good morning there, Ross. How are you, sir?
Well, good morning, Travis, and good morning, Brad. I'm doing pretty good. As soon as I can get traffic to move along here, I'll be okay. Yeah, so how's Lynn doing this morning?
Well, every day is one day further from the procedure. I won't say every day is a better day because yesterday was a setback. But we are moving forward again today. So, all in all, she is progressing. There's just been some ups and downs, and unfortunately, the downs of yesterday or the night leading up to that led me to take one more day. But yeah, she's doing good. Thanks for asking.
Oh, that's good to hear. That's great to hear. Good news. Any type of emergency surgery is probably not a great one. But yeah, glad to hear she's doing good. So I hear radio talk, so that's a good sign from you. I have to, and I gotta write myself a note. I'm gonna do it today. I have to renew my FCC license. Due up in February, and I've been putting off, I have to get going on that and get renewed before I forget about it.
Oh, the joys of the FCC website, ULS, and what are they, the CORS website? Hopefully you've got all your passwords written down.
Yes, I do have all my passwords. I've done it in the past. I think they even with you. I think I'm all set. I just have to do it. What tipped me was I got a postcard in the mail from, I think, W5DVL, something like that. So he is, for $100, he said that he would renew my license for me. And I don't know if it's his little postcard or a little business that he runs, but he renews FCC license for him. So if you give him $100, he will do it for you. And I think I can figure it out myself.
Oh, yeah, you're probably talking W5YI. Does that sound familiar?
Yep, that's the guy.
Okay, W5YI is a VEC, a volunteer examiner coordination or something like that. They coordinate giving exams and will get you all set up with your paperwork. It's very possible that when you signed up, the volunteer examiner was registered through W5YI and most likely, and that's how you got your license. But now that I think about it, you had trouble getting into the CORS system not too long ago. Do you recall why you were getting in there? Because I remember you stopping over and we were talking about that. You sure you didn't upgrade already? Or renew, I should say?
Well, I don't think I upgraded because, I don't know, don't you have to pay a little bit for that?
I guess renew was what I was thinking. I remember you wanting to get into that system, but I couldn't remember why. Are you sure you didn't renew at that point?
No, I didn't need to renew quite yet. They wouldn't let me because it was too soon. Had to be within, I think, 90 days. But yeah, I was having those issues getting into their website. And you were helping me along. I think that's what you remember. Yeah, it is a bugger trying to get into their website and figure out. I have my UFN number. But CORS, getting to the CORS parts where I was struggling. You know, versus just the standard web, the FCC, a license lookup and stuff. First you have to get a SYC login to FCCs, and then there's a CORS login. I think that's where I was struggling.
Okay, I just looked you up here now. Yep, you, years of Spire is February 27th. And that's a good tidbit for Brad on QRZ, which you signed up for. It's like if you look up his... You look at Ross's call sign, and you look at the detail of his call sign, it'll actually tell you when his license is going to expire. It shows you his license class, when he joined, and that's when he joined is that call sign. Like, if you look up mine, it doesn't go back to 1999. It goes back to when I acquired the K2 PCB call sign. interesting. Yeah, those would be good to play with. But I've got 6:45, so I think I'll turn it over to Brad, let you guys continue, and I'll talk to you guys soon. This is K2PCV, and it's Friday. Good morning.
K2PCV, this is KE2GDQ, 73s. Have a good weekend. I hope Lynn starts to feel a lot better in the next day or two and back to normal. That'll be good. And good morning to you, Ross.
Yep, I'll see you at work, Travis. And good morning to you, Brad. How you doing?
Doing pretty good this morning. Looking forward to going to shoot my rifle this morning. That's always fun. And even though it's windy and rainy, but that'll be okay. I'll do that. And then hoping to come home and work on the Dodge for a bit. How are you doing? You caught up at work?
It'll be a whole month. I think it'll be like February before I actually get caught up. It's just there's that much going on. I think we're still kind of catching up to the end of the year, a rush. I think once we get through that pile of work, which usually January and February are lighter, so I think we should kind of level out and be a more comfortable spot than going into till end of January till the beginning of February. Let's hope. I know they were projecting a little busier year this year, but nobody has that crystal ball to figure out that number.
Yeah, I remember those projections and revisions and everything. Yes, I do remember that. So hopefully it won't be too bad to get caught up.
Yeah, I have to leave myself a note. I definitely have to do that before. If I run into any more problems, try to renew my license. I want to get those out of the way. I should be able to renew it now. It kind of stinks that you can't renew earlier than 90 days. They don't want you doing early for some reason. I don't know what that would be, but yeah. Because I remember during time, like I said, Travis was helping me log in, and he says it's not fun, which it isn't fun. Probably if it's still fresh in your mind, maybe you could do like a refresher as in logging FCC's website. And it's a total thing. I don't know why they do it that way, but it is what it is. I guess that's the way they do it. And it's really starting to pour now.
Let's see. It's been almost 6 months since I went on and got my license. But if I remember correctly, it wasn't a smooth process. I'm sure I've got all my passwords saved, digitally anyways. It wasn't a real easy process. And I can't understand the 90 days. I mean, I could understand 6 months before, don't renew 6 months before, but 90 days, why 90 days? Yeah, I don't. Some bureaucrat just pulled that out of thin air.
Yeah, and the other thing gets me, which I don't have anything against the GRMS people, but they don't have to take a test or anything. They just pay money and they get their license, versus us, we have to renew and take a test and stuff, which is fine. We get more privileges than them, but yeah, I don't know what I think that GRMS renewal is. I want to say, was it 10 years I think you're good for, which is crazy. I have to ask Matt. Matt just got his GRMS license. I have to ask him to see what he got, see what his renewal date is.
Yeah, the GRMS, I'm wondering why they don't have to take some sort of test. I know when back in the 70s, when my parents or I got my license to do CV, you didn't have to take a test, but you still had to get licensed. Now you don't even have to get licensed to do CV. I know that their band is very limited to what they can do, same with GMRS. Yes, we do have a lot more privileges, and I think that's why we have to take the test. especially to Advance.
Well, plus the other thing is, too, they're limited to, I think, 40 watts. That's their max. We're up to, 1,500. We could push that much if we wanted to. But the thing is, once you start getting higher than, I think it's 45, probably 50, other things start to happen. And if you don't know, you start causing interference or, you need to see the signs of, I'm, bothering my neighbor's garage door opener every day. His garage door opens up when I key up, stuff like that. Or, RF exposures. It can really, cause a lot of issues even in your house, really, if you start pumping out that much power. You just need to understand the, the consequences and, start to go play and the signs that you need to really look out for. If you start cranking up over, I think probably you're good up to 100 watts, I think. I think once you start pushing more than that, then you start teeing problems or asking for problems.
Right, yes. Once that wattage starts to get up there, that tends to be a problem. I remember reading, for the general exam or for the technician exam, they talked about RF burns. If you touched an antenna that was transmitting it at a certain wattage. And the RF exposure, because I have a book on ham radio from indoors, it talks about putting antennas indoors, but you've got to be careful of your duty cycle, your wattage, and frequency, so that you minimize the RF exposure.
Yeah, I even thought about getting my GRMS license. I know we use Evelyn's, my daughter's, FRS. It works for what we get. We don't need the range. I can get almost a mile with her radios, which is good for her. That's a lot more than I had when I was her age. We had walkie-talkies, but there were... I think you were lucky if you got 500 feet out of them for range. They're mainly talk to your sister or your brother around the house. So that was about the range of them. They didn't go very far. And that's like the little FRS ones that go today.
Yeah, we bought our grandkids FRS radios unknowingly at the time. They have a pretty decent range. Battery life on them is horrible. The only one that's really good at it is Adeline, but she's like Evelyn's age, so she, understands the push to talk and everything. The other kids don't quite understand that yet. So I'm going to see if I can't round them up at my daughter's and then bring them back out when they're a little bit older and get some rechargeable batteries in there and see if that helps. And I would like to get my own because I can't use my handheld. Because they're not for that. Even though that I can tune them into that frequency, that's not they're not legal.
Yeah, you can buy. I like the type of radios that have a drop-in charger. They actually have a battery pack. They're actually gauged towards the power draw for that battery pack. I know what you talk about. My Evelyn's FRS radios, they have the four AAA batteries in them, and it's the same thing. You're lucky you can get a whole day just listening out of it. They go fast, and then obviously if you're talking on it, you could probably get maybe an hour the most out of it.
Yep, you got it, Ross. Exactly.
All right, Brad, it's that time again. I got to get in there, and it's a Friday at least. Thank God it's this week's over with. I will sign with you today, and I will pick up with you back on Monday. So KD2GDQ, KC2PET, 73 is Brad. Have fun playing with that computer, and I will talk to you on Monday.
KC2PET, this is KD2GDQ, 73. Have a great weekend, Ross. Talk to you Monday, and we're clear for today.